Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to New Age Guild Radio. We are a growing community striving to bring you New Age and holistic practitioners, news, resources, and trending information from across the community. We welcome your feedback and suggestions for future programming, and yes, we do take questions on the air. Please visit us for free at newageguild.com to find a practitioner and what's happening in your community and beyond. And please don't forget to follow our program before the end of the broadcast. So sit back, enjoy the show, and welcome to our many guests and our wonderful listeners.
Okay, so hello everybody. It's been a while. It's Angel here, and my voice is gone to another planet, I think, tonight. Are you there, Linda?
I'm here. Yes, you sound like you have losing your voice.
Oh, man. Yeah, my voice has gone away. Lots going on in my personal life, but I don't want to turn your show into life about Angel. I was going to invite you to, and I'll be here to kind of help you out through the process, but my voice isn't going to make it to kind of take you through it. So it's your opportunity to take your stuff and tell everybody about what you got going on. And hi, Linda.
Hello. Good to hear you again, by the way.
I know. It's been
even
a tough one, girl. We need to sit down.
Even if not your full voice.
One day we're going to sit down and talk, but I'm crawling my way up. I'll be back up and running.
Yep, I enjoyed meeting your sister that night.
My sister's been so wonderful. She's been wonderful helping me out and everything through this. So enough girlfriend talk. Everybody's like, look at Angel and Linda getting back together. Aw.
So my name is Linda Guerra, and I am a chronic healer, and I do soul path reading. I have I'm also a coach and mentor. I do a 90-day program called Mastering Your Soul Path, Toxic to Transformation, to help people that are ready to move forward from negative self-talk, negative relationships, letting go, forgiveness, you know, forgiving yourself, forgiving others, because without that you can't move forward. And if you go to sacreddivinewisdom.com, you'll see all the information about me and about my program. I would like to start with a little story about pranic healing. Almost two weeks ago Wednesday, I was doing a photo shoot, and I was at a park with a little brook of water in the middle of it, beautiful, beautiful brook, and we were taking some photographs, and we decided to take them on the middle of the brook, which had a bunch of rocks, right, to get to it, and we were there taking the pictures, and I was kind of being silly and messing around, and there was this beautiful tree that had the roots reaching into the brook, probably around 5 feet away or less. And I fell and I hit my forehead and the top of my head onto the roots of the tree. And I jerked my neck back as if in a really bad whiplash. I still have an indentation in my head from where I hit the roots. I was stunned. I was not knocked out. I felt very blessed that I had not hit the rocks, because there were many rocks in the area. So I was very blessed that I hit the tree root. It was a little bit more forgiving. I could not get up, and my photographer friend is a very tiny woman. And as she came into the water to help me get up, someone came across, a man walked by, and there were not a lot of people in the park that day because it was about 4 p.m., 5 p.m. in the afternoon. And he came and helped get me up and, of course, asked if I needed, 911, et cetera. And I said, no, I'm not one to run to the hospital for anything unless it's a total emergency. So I sat down on one of the, I got out of the water, sat down on one of the big rocks, and I proceeded as a pranic healer to start working on my injury, on my head, my forehead, and the back of my neck. And I was very nauseous. I was quite discombobulated, right? I was disoriented a bit. We were checking my eyes to make sure that my eyes were not, my pupils were appropriate, because you have to make sure that your pupils don't change size or et cetera, and you really watch that. So I worked on my head, mostly my head, and a little bit on the back of the neck. The back of the neck was more painful. And after about 10 minutes, I was able to walk to the car, and the nausea was pretty much gone. And I was able to get in the car. My friend decided to drive, and I had about a 40-minute drive back to my house. So we decided to go have dinner, so I could have some more time. We went and got some ice packs, and I put some ice on my head, and I put some ice on my neck, on the back of my neck. I drove home that night, and as soon as I got home, my son, who's a beginning-level chronic healer, and I worked together for about an hour on myself. And I did not have a headache. The back of the neck, of course, was probably the most painful. And I was actually able to go to bed and sleep that night. The next morning I got up and I had told a friend what had happened. And she's a chronic healer. And so she did a session remotely on me, on my neck. And I went and had some x-rays done at my chiropractor, and nothing was broken. It was soft tissue damage, like a whiplash. And that evening, I had another friend who did another remote healing session on me. I had a class to teach on Saturday, and I had a healing clinic to go to Friday night. And when you think of what had happened, even the idea of going seems really almost remotely impossible. So the next Friday, so that Friday came, I saw my chiropractor. He was able actually to do some minor adjustments. And then I had another healing that evening. And I went to the free clinic. We hold a chronic healing free clinic in Concord, California every 2 weeks, as we do in other areas around the Bay Area. And I worked on a few people, and then I left a little early, worked on myself when I got home, and the next day I taught an introduction to pranic healing class. So I'm telling this story just to talk about how much pranic healing, along with my chiropractic care, allowed me to actually teach that class on Saturday. Even my chiropractor was rather shocked when he saw me on Friday. His partner had taken the x-rays on Thursday, and he was rather shocked the fact that he could actually do a little bit of movement on that Friday, and the fact that I was able to teach the class on Saturday. The bruising from the head started to come down, so I kind of looked like I had two black eyes, but it really wasn't near as bad. He felt like it looked like it was more like 3 or 4 days later instead of happening the day before. So, but anyway, I just wanted to share that. It was it's a great testimonial to pranic healing, working alongside my medical partner with my chiropractor as well. So the bruising on the face is almost completely gone now, and it'll be 2 weeks. My naturopath saw me on Monday and was absolutely shocked that the accident had just happened last Wednesday when I told her what had happened and how I looked and what was going on. So she was absolutely amazed. So, you still there, Angel? Or are you just going to stay quiet because of your voice?
I am here. Can you hear me?
I can. I was
sitting here. Yeah.
I was listening to what you said, and I'm sitting here with my little raggedy voice and being under a lot of stress and turning my life, my physicality into chaos and listening to you talk. And I had two reactions. And the first reaction, I think I sent you a text message like, oh my God, are you okay? Was this like, clearly you've been put here to do something amazing. And the thing that sits out for me is that, you know, God and the universe, you know, you're challenged and tested when it's time for you to really create something. And I've known you for a while now, and I've watched you evolve into this process that you've evolved to. And I've enjoyed watching you evolve and create your space around this pranic healing. And as you tell this story, I saw you fall, and like, I'm like, man, that's crazy. And then I saw you healing yourself. And ignore the voice, it's not correct. And I saw you healing yourself. I'm like, man, that's just amazing how you went from what happened there and what's happening now. I'm just absolutely flabbergasted. I'm so impressed. This is like amazing to me how you can go. Even were you scared when it first happened?
You know, it happened so fast. I'll tell you that my arms never
ignore her.
Even got down. Nope, it was so fast. I got 1 foot in the water to help stop myself, and the next thing I know is slam against my forehead. I didn't even realize that night because I knew I had this huge lump on the top right above my forehead, but I didn't know that my forehead was sticking out about a fourth of an inch out, almost like a square on my forehead, until I got home. And I pulled my hair up and I went, oh my goodness. And then I still have this indention. And my chiropractor today said, wow, something must have been sticking out of the tree, or the force that you hit it, it's like it moved my fascia tissue up, the tissue underneath, and hopefully it'll go back down, but it's very, very sore in that area. So it could be a while, but you can't, you know, because I have hair, thank goodness, you can't see it.
Man, that's amazing. So, you know, I'm assuming then that this pranic healing thing is not just a fad. This is like serious business. So, can you talk us through kind of what that looks like? And the thing that's really fascinating to me is you worked on yourself. How do you work on yourself in this modality?
Yeah, in your pranic healing level 1 class, you're taught how to work on others, and then you're also taught how to work on yourself. So it's taught in that class. It's something we learn in the very first class that you ever take. And that's the whole idea is, you know, not everybody wants to take every class of pranic healing and actually be a healer like what I'm doing. But the whole idea about pranic healing is to have a healer in every family, so that you can help with minor things. And like I said, my son, he only has level 1. And so with my guidance, he was, you know, able to do something while I could do something else. So with 2 of us, and because I was injured, you know, I really, at the time, you don't feel like necessarily working on yourself when you're injured, but when you know that it's going to help you, you're able to do it. But yeah, in level 1, like I said, the very first class you take, level 1, you'll learn how to work on yourself. And you can work on yourself from day 1. You can clear your aura and your chakras, and you can work on pain. You can work on, you know, physical issues of your body. It's very, very, very helpful. And after my first class, I actually had a shoulder injury, which is part of the reason why I had learned about pranic healing, is I had a shoulder, and we didn't really know what happened, but they referred to it as frozen shoulder, and I was in a lot of pain, and I was seeing a chiropractor. I changed chiropractors to get a closer one to see them more often, and I met a pranic healer, and that is when I went ahead and purchased 3 visits from her, and had that. And then during those 3 visits, there was a class, and I went ahead and took a class. and learned how to do it myself. Now, she was much more advanced, obviously, and there are advanced levels in pranic healing. So she was using more advanced techniques than what I use today. But at the time, just being able to work on myself every evening was a huge help. And I went from being in chronic pain on a daily basis to, you know, the pain level started going way down. And I've actually got about, in this arm, I probably have almost 95% of the movement back, where I didn't have that. I had lost a good portion of the movement in that arm. The actual movement itself, being able to move it, like I couldn't lift it straight up. I couldn't lift myself up from the floor using that arm. It was excruciating pain. And that's all gone. I still have some limited mobility on certain movements. Yeah. So,
I was just going to say, that's very fast. That's really fast.
Yeah, yeah. It was over a couple of months, period. I mean, but the excruciating pain started helping a lot. And I also did massage. I have a friend who's a very good massage therapist. She does more than just massage. She has other modalities she does as she's doing massage. So, you know, I had been working with her, but I just wasn't getting the type of relief that I needed to get, and I'd gotten to the point where it just hurt all the time. And I'm one of those that I'm not going to go take opiates or anything like that. I am one that will deal with it. Not everybody can do that. I have very high pain tolerance. But that's what I did. And you know, there's things in California that we can do that are helpful, which I did, that did help somewhat. But also CBD oil also helped. I did a lot of CBD oil, and that helped a lot. So I kind of combined some alternative, but the pranic healing was what really pushed me over the edge of the pain. And I can honestly say today I have zero pain in that shoulder. And from the accident, I've had no headache. Even my chiropractor said, you didn't have a headache? I'm like, nope, didn't have a headache.
That's crazy. That's so you sounded, what you were describing kind of sounded like, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but it sounded like you were on the tail end there of having a concussion.
Yes.
So you have no concussive symptoms at all whatsoever?
No, No, I was able, like I said, we watched my eyes, you know, for quite a long time, even before I went to bed. I didn't have a headache. The back of the neck was, and the back of the head where it connects into, you know, like when you have a whiplash, the back of the head, did bother me, but it wasn't at a pain level that it even kept me awake. I could sleep. And that's what even the chiropractor who did the x-rays was shocked that I'd been able to sleep. But honestly, the headache, and the reason is what pranic healing does is there's several steps in pranic healing that are different from other modalities. The first one is sweeping or cleaning. So when an accident happens or any kind of dis-ease in the body, it's dirty energy. And when you clean that dirty energy out and you keep doing that, it's going to help the injury from swelling, from getting, you know, from getting the full-blown, the bruising. A friend of mine, her mother had eye surgery, and the doctor said she's going to bruise really bad. And she's been a pranic healing for years, and she's like, okay, fine. And she did pranic healing before the surgery, she said it did it during the surgery, she did it after. Her mother never bruised. I didn't expect to get bruises on the face. I didn't realize it was going to come down, but it would have been a whole lot worse. Because I just had the bruising a little bit under my eyes and right above on the right side by my eyebrow. You would have thought that
with
as bad as I hit it, it would have been total black eyes.
Wow, so how did you feel? I mean, how were you like, yeah, I knew that was going to happen? Or were you a little bit surprised how successful it was? I mean, even to
the early? When I hit, I mean, it was, the sound was awful. It wasn't a crunch, thank goodness. But when I hit that tree, the root of that tree, it was horrible. And it was scary. I was shocked that I had fallen and hit the tree that I did. So it took me complete surprise. I had, like I said, I got 1 foot in the water to help my stop my fall. And the next thing I know, because my knee did go down. I had a little bruise on my knee. I had a scrape on my elbow, but it was the head. It was like the head broke the fall, and unfortunately.
My goodness. That sounds so scary. I'm so glad that you're okay. That's an amazing story. And I think that if I was to sit here and try to make a decision on what kind of healing modality, I would want to work with someone who not only has been able to facilitate healing in workshops and in clinics, but to have somebody be able to tell the story about themselves and what they were able to do for themselves. And it's not just like a miracle, like you went home and you put your hand over your head and all, everything went away. So it feels very visceral, very real for me. And it feels verified through actual practitioners, which is hard to get with these types of spiritual healing modalities. And that's the other thing I like about the story.
And with chronic healing, we actually have a program where we get certification. And I'm about to go through that program. It'll start in July. And it's for 2 years. And we actually have to have 25 cases of what we've done, what was the response. Because with chronic healing, it's a very cookbook process. So Grandmaster Choko Sui, who's the one, he's from Malaysia, and he is the one that, this particular healing modality was around for thousands of years, but he wanted to get it put in a way that it could be taught to the masses, to anybody. You don't have to be able to feel energy. One of his proteges, Master Ko, who is the region leader in the U.S. For California up to the Eastern Seaboard. Then they have another person who leads the Eastern Seaboard. But he himself was an engineer, and his wife had fallen 15 feet, I believe it was, and she broke her hip. And they told him it would take 4 months, 3 to 4 months to heal. He said, that's too long. He'd heard about pranic healing. He went and took a class. He worked on his wife 3 times a day. In 2 weeks, she was walking, and in 6 weeks, she was able to run again. So and he could not feel energy for 4 years. So you don't even have to have any special intuition, etc. Anybody can learn it, and anybody can do it. And that's the whole idea around it, is making sure that it's easy to learn in a class. Each level is usually a 2-day class. Your level one is a 2-day class. Your advanced is a 2-day class. And then there's psychotherapy. And that's about the emotions. And that's a full 1-day class, but it's like 9 to 9. So it's a long class. But and then you have a crystal class where you can learn how to use crystals to amplify what you're doing. And that's what I do. I use my crystal for amplification when I work on my clients.
Is this where you saw yourself, say, 10 years ago, looking at, what it was going to look like in 10 years? You know that, in business, we both come from a similar background. I got the business thing. It's like, what's your 1 to 10-year plan, right? Is this where you saw yourself 10 years ago?
No. I was like I was always looking for something, but it was, I knew something was coming, and I didn't really look I didn't really look at all. I knew something was going to, something was going to come along because I did learn Reiki in the 90s. I learned the, what is it, Reiki, the original Reiki that was around in the 90s. I learned that. And I used that until around 2003, 2004. And it just no longer resonated, and I really didn't use it anymore. And what there were several things that really appealed to me in pranic healing, and that was the removal of the dirty energy before you put in the clean, healthy energy back into the body. So that was a little bit of difference that in pranic healing. And we've had a lot of Reiki practitioners take pranic healing, and they actually told Master Ko of the things that, you know, were different. And that was one of the things that, you know, they voiced and said, that's very different than Reiki. Reiki is typically, not always, hands-on, which pranic healing is no touch. And then Reiki is putting energy in the body, and then the energy takes the it takes that energy and puts it where it's supposed to go. Whereas in pranic healing, we have a process where we actually clean the aura out. We actually go in and clean the chakra system out, very much similar to a shorter version of acupuncture. Acupuncture uses the chakra system, so does pranic healing. But we don't go to school for 2 or 3 years to learn all of the chakras and meridians in the body. We use the 11 chakras in the body, in the system.
Okay, so you just said something really interesting. I don't know how much time I got left on this voice, so you might have to go solo for the last 10 or 15 minutes of the show. But you said something interesting right there. You said the 11 chakras.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You want to walk us through those 11 chakras? Because most of us haven't heard before, right?
Sure. So millennia ago, when they started teaching chakras, they knew that teaching more, and there's more than 11 actually. These are just the main ones. You know, acupuncture uses a lot of the minor chakras. So the system of knowing or understanding that there's only 7 is because it was easier to teach the masses that. There were 7 days in the week. There were 7 major colors. There were 7 music notes. So 7 was the easiest thing to teach. In addition to that, when you start using the other 3, it's safety reasons, because if you don't know what you're doing, you can actually hurt people with the other chakras outside of the 7. You can actually do some damage. So that's why we work with 11, and it's your the same chakras. It's your root, which we call the basic, and then you have your sacral, which we call the sex chakra, and then you have your solar plexus chakra, the front heart chakra, and then you have the throat chakra, and then the chakra between the eyes is your ajna chakra. There is a forehead chakra right above that, but it's a minor chakra, and that's not counted in the 11. And then there's your crown chakra, and then when you go to the back, you have a back heart chakra. And there is called a Mingming, and that is one of the additional chakras that we use, that we work on, only if you're advanced. And that's because that controls your blood pressure. So if I'm working on somebody, and the first step we do is we scan people. We'll scan the chakras, we'll scan the aura, we'll look for depletions, we'll look for any congestion, and we'll do that first. And somebody who has hypertension, for example, typically their Mingming is larger than normal. and we can work on that. Now, you got to understand, too, that anytime anybody works with energy healing, if you're also not supporting your body with diet, you know, the right diet and that kind of thing, no amount of healing is going to help you necessarily. You have to also do that. And then karma plays a role, too. Now, somebody who has a terminal illness may or may not be healed depending on karma, whether or not it's really supposed to happen. So the Ming Ming is, and then you have the spleen in the front. You have a spleen chakra. And let me think. So I've said, let's see, the basic, the sex, the navel, the solar plexus, the heart, front heart, the throat, the ajna, the crown, the back heart, the Ming Ming, and the spleen.
I'm going to interrupt you. So the heart chakra's got one in the front, one in the back, you said?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
the reason is because when we work on someone, you can affect the actual heart itself by working on the front, so we do not. You can never energize somebody in the front because that could actually affect their heart, a heart condition, for example. The really interesting part of this was all tested. Grandmaster Choko Sui, who at the young age of even 17, 18 years old, was an incredible healer himself. And when he was given this information from Spirit, he was given a lot of the information. It took him 5 years to write books on how to use this. And all this time that he was writing the books, he was testing it on himself. And he would test it on himself first to see if it worked, and then he got clairvoyance to watch and determine what exactly was happening so that he could determine exactly how to write the cookbook process. Was it really helping? You know, where was the energy going? That type of thing. So there was a lot of work done over that period of 5 years just to get the first book written and to be able to teach it appropriately. A lot of testing. And he refused to test on anybody else until he tested it on himself.
Impressive, impressive. You have some questions from the chat room. The first question is, how can this be done remotely? Because the person, apparently they have a hard time believing it can be done remotely.
Sure. Yeah, because energy doesn't have to be in the same room with you. So every person has energy. And if I have a picture of you, then I can bring your energy in front of me. I work on people remotely all the time. And I've been worked on remotely myself. During my injuries, all those healings were remote, with the exception of me and my son. Every one of those healings from my friends were done remotely. And I can tell you that on one of them, she had me on text going, "What's your pain level?" And I'm like, "My neck is a 7 to an 8. And she's like, "I'm going to help you get that down to a 3 to 4. And she did. It took a good over an hour to do it, but she was able to get that pain level down.
That's really cool. And say hello to your son for me. He's amazing. He's such a sweetheart. Love him to death.
I will. So that's how we do that. We envision your energy in front of us, and we can work on it. And that's something you learn in your class, in your level one class. And once you practice that, you know, when you first practice on yourself, you might want to practice in a mirror. That's what I did. I practiced in a mirror. And then I realized that I could also put myself in front of me. It's just, we're all energy. Everything's energy. And once you realize that, and once you know that, and you're taught how to do the pranic healing, you can do the remote. And it takes, everything takes practice. It's a muscle. The more you do it, the easier it comes, the more you can visualize, etc.
This is Sandy's question. Sandy. Sandy says, I have been healing as Reiki and in other modalities, and I have not been satisfied. Do you teach this process? Can you teach it remotely, or do we have to go to a class in our community?
You have to go to a class in your community because you are going to actually get the training, and you'll practice on each other. And anytime, because you'll have people that don't feel energy and they'll have questions on how do I do this and how do I do that, and you've got that instructor right there. So the way that the pranic, I just finished doing introduction training, which means that I'm an intro leader. So I can teach people the introduction, what it's about, who put it together, why it works, how we, you know, not exactly how to do it, but in my classes, I do demonstrations of energy. I can actually do demonstrations of energy. And then what I do is I then send those people to the level one class. So if you go on, where is she located?
Hold on a second.
Okay. And I'll just keep talking. If you go to pranichealing.com and you go to the right side where it talks, I believe it says events, that's where all the training is. Unless you're in the New Jersey East Coast area, that's a different website. But if you're anywhere else in the U.S., now they teach it in London, they teach it in Germany, they teach it all over the globe. It's taught everywhere. We only have around 8 or 9 masters, I believe, because a master level, you can't take a class to be a master. But at some point, once I have done my intro training for a year, I can then apply to teach level one, which I plan to do. That's my plan. I want to be able to teach. But I send people over to the instructors that are teaching today. And the other thing that as an instructor, we're also going to have to be certified. So that's why we're all starting our certification, those of us that are new anyway. We have to do the certification program so that we, because at some point we do want to get in and help in hospitals, et cetera. And the only way to do that is to be able to send people that have confirmed that they actually can use the process and help people. So did you find out what
so
city she's in?
The website. Yeah, she says that she is in, excuse me, she's in Georgia. What fruit is that down there? It's a peach, isn't it, down there in beautiful Georgia?
Georgia. Looking on the website.
I pulled up the website. Since you were chatting, I was going to go ahead and pull it up. And it's really cool. You go to the website, and you can go to where it says events, like Linda said, and then they've got all these little pins on the map, like you're in the room looking on the wall map, and you can little pins, and it shows you where there's events. And it looks like the West Coast is kind of like what's up, because we got lots of San Francisco and Los Angeles and Washington. But there are some other locations, like I guess for the southern states, they've got Texas and Louisiana, Tennessee, and then the Midwest, Minnesota, Missouri, all the way through the Ohios and the Indiana, and then from Alabama all the way up to New York City, there's nothing here. And so you're saying that there's a different website that they can go for that?
I think so. I think that is the East Coast website. And let me see if I can give you that.
There's a lot of stuff here for those of you who are like in Washington State down through the West Coast, and those of you who are in the Midwest, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, and then going down kind of the Southwest, you know, in the Colorado, New Mexico, Arizona, through Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, and up to that area. I just did a whole geography lesson there, didn't I? You've got all of that.
Yeah.
But from... I feel like
it's really growing because Master Co is a regular speaker now at Tony Robbins events. And
yes, I saw that. I'm a big follower of Tony Robbins. I've been seeing him all over the events calendars on the Tony Robbins. That's really exciting.
Yeah, yeah, it is. I'm going to my life and wealth mastery program of Tony Robbins, and Master Co will be a speaker for the life mastery. And I'm still looking here for the other website because they are about to update this particular website. Let's see. There it is. Let me see if I can find it. Global. Try the global. See where it says on the left side, it says global.
Hold on a second. I just took a cough drop. I'm sorry. Global.
Okay. For those, if anybody's on the site, try clicking on the second choice. I think it is. It's the second choice on the right side. It says global.
I don't see global, so let me go back home because I went to a different
section.
Yeah, you
gotta
go
back.
Yep, I see it here. You're on the
home
page. Okay, gotcha. Gotcha, gotcha, gotcha. Oh, it's a whole different, looks very different. Okay, here we go. I like his website better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and his is actually being redone.
It's not as easy to pull through. Let me see. Wait, hold on a second. Where's the U.S.?
I don't see the U.S. on here.
Do you see it?
Let me look here. Did we just jump to...
It's just global. I don't think the U.S. is on that one.
Yeah, you're right. It jumped it. I will have to get...
That's okay. That's okay.
That other website.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. You know,
what I'm
going to
do is...
I think if we just... I'll try Googling it.
Okay. And, you know, the other thing is I can have her contact you directly, and then maybe you can help her find it,
yeah.
if nothing else.
Absolutely.
So that you can spend the last... 15 minutes here kind of going over, you know, whatever else you want to cover, because that's, I think that's an opportunity, if nothing else, because there's a whole section of people here that probably would love to learn this. It just sounds like it's about to break loose. And I'm reading a sentence here where I wanted to stop because I wanted you to talk a little bit about, like I said, I'm hanging in with you. You probably should send me some energy because I'm trying to hang in with you, but I think I'm going to be whispering here pretty soon. But there's an article on here that I was kind of glancing at as you were talking when I found the website. And the article says, purify your space of negative energy and psychic pollution. And that stood out for me. Psychic pollution. Here we are, Linda, 2018. Can we talk about psychic pollution? Can we talk about psychic pollution?
Yeah.
And what that means for people? Because I think people misunderstand what that means. So they don't realize how important it is to get that under control. Right? And
by the way, I found it real quick. I would just, for those who would like to, just Google Pranic Healing East Coast, and it brings up course schedule. Hold on. Let's see. I thought it did. Anyway. I may not have found it after all, but I bet you can do pranic healing on the U.S. East Coast. I think I was not very specific enough.
Pranic Healing USA comes up. Is that
that may be it. Yeah,
name. Yeah. Oh, God, there's so much. I'm just like, there are people out there killing it. Pranic Healing. That's amazing. And there he is, Master Co.
The topic you were bringing up about kind of a psychic pollution.
Yes.
So, you know, we should always be protecting ourselves. And another thing in pranic healing that we do automatically is not only do we clean the aura and the chakras, but we also cut cords because For those who are in the healing industry, such as nurses and doctors, you are courted every single day with multiple people that you are working with and you are helping to heal. You get courted. And typically it's your spleen that gets courted. And so there's, you know, in pranic healing, they teach techniques of how to cut those cords. And if I've got any nurses or doctors on this, this is what drains you. When you go home and you're totally exhausted, it's because they still corded to you because they need your energy. They don't necessarily mean to be draining your energy, but that's what happens. So a really quick, easy technique that I'll teach you really quickly is to just visualize your hand as a beautiful white glove of energy, beautiful divine white light. And then you just, you have to envision as if you have a cord, and you do not have to feel anything. You just go to your spleen, you just take your hand as if you've got a hand around a cord, pull it out and cut it with, you just cut it with your white, beautiful light. And, but the thing when you do that is you need to either have a salt bowl, because salt water, water absorbs and salt diffuses and disintegrates. That's why your Catholic Church not only has blessed water that you dip your fingers in, it has salt water, because it knows it, they know that it diffuses dirty energy. So you either have to toss it in salt water, a salt water bowl, or you need to envision the ground. If you have a good visualization capability, you vision a hole in the ground and you toss it in there. The best thing to do is the salt water. And it doesn't have to be big. It can be table salt. It doesn't have to be any specific salt. It can be table salt. It can be pool salt. It can be any kind of salt. Not Epsom salt, though. There's something about the magnesium that makes a difference. So it just needs to be regular salt with water, and you just toss it right in there. And then wash your hands with that salt water. And if you do that every single day that you come home from working at a hospital or a clinic, you will feel better. Of course, ideally, you want to get that cleaned up. And you can learn how to do it, or you can work with a pranic healer to do that for you, to get you cleaned up and then do that on a regular basis. I personally clean my aura and chakras on a regular basis.
Yeah, you have to, right? I mean, this is just so amazing, just what we, you know, endure. And so, excuse me. So as you think about what we are all going through here and the craziness of our society, and you just gave a great exercise, which is very true for hospital workers and practitioners. You know, I've been in the hospital with my mom and in dealing with what she's been going through for almost a month now, and then with my own, you know, process over the last 3 months. And I realized that a lot of them are completely unaware of the types of things that you need to do to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
And it would be really cool if we could get kind of practical science connected to the spiritual science, right?
Yeah. And I know pranic healing is working to do that. They've worked with some hospitals already, and they're working to, you know, the book, Your Hands Can Heal You, was written by a doctor along with Master Ko. And that book's amazing, and it will teach you some self, you can learn some tips and tricks in that book. It's called Your Hands Can Heal You, and it is by Dr. Eric, let's see. So if you can't get to a class right away, it's by Dr. Eric Robbins, and Master Stephen Coe.
Okay. And the name of the book again?
It's called Your Hands Can Heal You.
Perfect. Perfect.
All
righty, my friend.
Great book to learn. Some simple, like I said, that book will teach you some simple techniques. It also talks, Dr. Robbins talks about how he was working with patients, and there were just patients that didn't seem to be able to be helped, right, by allopathic medicine. And so he learned pranic healing, and all of a sudden, you know, he was always, you know, they kind of, the doctors around him called him weird, right? But then when they saw, he started seeing results, they started sending him their cases that they could not do anything with, and he would do pranic healing on them and have great success. So it you know, in conjunction with allopathic medicine, it's a great combination.
That's really cool. So as we come to the end of another Monday, I'd like to give you the last 10 or so minutes to just kind of talk about where you're going from here. I hear, a lot of really powerful talk. You're going on to your wealth mastery class. You're going on to enhance your learning. So where do we see you? We're looking for Linda. Where are we going to see you from here?
Well, I'm going to be offering a couple of different things. I am, when I was just talking about how the aura and chakras need to be cleared, I'm going to be offering a membership to where people can get a healing and an aura and chakra clearing each month. Instead of paying full price every time, if you do a membership, you can get that done on a regular basis every month for 6 months or a year, depending on what you want. I'm attending I'm already the intuitive intelligence certification, but we've got a train the trainer right before the Tony Robbins, so I'm going to that, and then I'm going to the Tony Robbins event. I will be teaching, since I'm an intro leader now, I can teach super brain yoga, and I can teach intro to pranic healing. So I'll be doing those classes. If you go to my website and you join my private group on Sacred Divine Wisdom, it's on Facebook, I will be doing some little videos here and there on meditation, on pranic healing, little pieces of information that people like to get, but I'll only do that in my private group. But I am going to be doing more of that, more probably after I get back from the Tony Robbins event, because I've only got, a week and a half before I go. But I am starting to do some, everybody was asking for meditation, because I do meditate on a regular basis now. Within pranic healing, to become an intro leader, meditation is very important. That's where you bring down some really heavy energies to be able to do, because the pranic healing, we don't get it from ourselves. It's not us. It comes from spirit, right? And we take the solar energy, the air energy, the earth energy, so that when I'm at a healing clinic, I can work on one person after another, after another, after another, because it's not draining me personally. It's coming through me, but I'm getting it from air, earth, and solar. So it's not taking my physical energy, which is really important. There are some modalities that it does take your physical energy, and you can be drained, and you have to be really, really careful how many people that you work on. And that's not the case for pranic healing. So I'll be opening a new clinic in Brentwood, California. And this is not Brentwood neighborhood in Los Angeles. This is in my neighborhood outside of Antioch, because we have a free clinic in Concord twice a month that everybody is welcome to go to. And you get anywhere from a 15 to a 20-minute healing after you go through Twin Hearts Meditation. Twin Hearts Meditation is a connection of the heart and to opening up the heart, to bring more love within your body and more healing within your body. And then I'll be opening once a month as I get more healers in this area, because I am looking to, you know, we need more healers, right? We want a healer in every family. And as you can tell from the accident, I needed more than one healer in my family. So I'm grateful that my son is also becoming a, you know, more and more of a chronic healer. So I was really grateful that he had gone through the training when I had my accident. So that's pretty much where I'm at. Like I said, if you go to sacreddivinewisdom.com, you can send me an email via the sacred. You can do that. You can talk to me about my 90-day program. I do breakthrough calls to see if you really would benefit from my 90-day program. I do have a soul path reading that I include coaching with. It's an hour long reading with coaching. I have that available online, and I'm going to be putting out there some sort of membership of where you get regular healings on a regular basis, scheduled, of course, because I don't want you driving and I don't want you at working machinery while I'm trying to work on you and doing healing.
That's really
cool. That's
a lot of stuff.
So thank you, everybody, who joined and asked questions. And
thank you. I'm so glad. And thank you for your patience. You, amongst many other wonderful practitioners here, have been so patient as I have gone through my own life dramas and trying to climb back up and get us back into regular swing coming in here to May and June. So I appreciate everything that you bring. And I am looking so forward to seeing your stuff explode. This is just really cool to watch. So proud of you, Linda.
I'm excited. I'm very excited. Like I said, I just went through leadership training, and now I can teach the two different classes, and I'm very excited about that, which feeds into the level one class. And you don't have to take an intro to go to level one, by the way. But if you do, and
okay,
you heard me speak about it, please put my name down as a referral, because once I've referred 10 people, then I qualify as to then start apprenticing and being able to teach level one.
So I guess that's our call to action for Linda. We got to get her, get the people in and interested so that you can get referrals, so that you can get into that process. So that's our call to action. We'll
Absolutely.
Put that out to the universe for you.
Absolutely. Thank you. And we need to get you feeling
Thank
better.
You. Yes, I will. I'm almost there. Mom's on the road to recover, thanks to all the wonderful prayer from all the people out there that have been rooting for her, and that's a big piece of my process. And the other thing for me is I'm trying to get myself balanced and holistically clean and get rid of all the allergies and all the weird things that happen when we are being led by chemicals. And I was in the middle of that process when this all hit, and it just threw me off my keister. And so I'm just all, it's the stress. It's the stress, and stress is the hardest part to manage, because stress is just not fun. So
it is.
I've been
living
my own lesson.
It's healthy, and then after that, it's not.
Yeah, it's not. What you just said, exactly.
Yeah. I just said there's a certain level that's healthy, and then after that, it's not, so.
No, it isn't. And that's the lesson that I've been able to come back, kind of similar to your story about falling and then being able to get up and go through the healing process. Is just, you know, it's one thing to be able to facilitate for other people. It's being able to facilitate for yourself and really allow the process to take place. And sometimes you got to sit back and allow the processes to take place. And one of the processes for me is I have to stop and live this. I can't control it, and that's been my lesson. And we all have our lessons to learn. The key is to learn them and move on, right, and not just get stuck in them.
Absolutely, and to listen, right? Absolutely, to listen.
Yep. Yes, that's a good one too. If you listen, you can. You don't listen, you don't learn nothing.
Yeah, I mean, there's lessons there, and we're just not listening. So we just The lesson gets harsher and harsher, unfortunately.
Oh, my God, yes. You know, we don't want them slightly on the bottom rather than beaten hard, right? We don't want the lessons to be harsh. But they do. They get harsher and harsher as we don't listen more. It's always so much fun to talk to you. And you're going, you say, in a week you're going to the Wealth Mastery?
I don't leave until the 30th.
Okay, so you got a couple of weeks. So I'm going to tap into you. God, is that how long is that program? A 7-day program?
Actually, I'm going to be gone. That's from June 2nd to June the. I come back on Sunday night. I'm going to fly in late Sunday night. It doesn't end until June the 10th, I believe. But I'm flying back that night. So
I'll check in with you towards the end of June. I guess, to see how you are.
You can check in me on mid-June. Matter of fact, we might need
mid-June?
To talk about, No, you can check in
we
with
talk
me
about the
earlier. After June 10th.
Okay, and I'll check in and see where you are and all that process and all that good stuff. Thank you so much. Everyone, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening often.
We'll talk that night, June the 11th, I think it is, right?
Okay. What is June the 11th? Is that your show? Well, then, never mind. I guess we're going to – yep, you sure are. So I'll be talking to you on the 11th, whether I want to or not. We'll be together.
Yeah,
And I'll be able to see because I really want to hear how that went. So that's what we can do. That'll be a really great way for you to kind of talk about where you're at. You can share your experience. And we'll go and we'll talk to you then. And we'll be here all night till the end of time if we don't say goodnight at some point in time. So Linda, good night. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and thank you for joining us tonight, Linda.
Thank you very much. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Angel.
Bye-bye.
Welcome to New Age Guild Radio. We are a growing community striving to bring you New Age and holistic practitioners, new